So the Sunday Times Gen Next Digital Awards are taking place on the 21st of August 2020 at 10:30 a.m. You do not want to miss out on this at all. To make sure that you secure your place, you can register at www.quicklink.com/awards. Now, as we shine the spotlight on some of the conversations that will be taking place, in this podcast, we'll be discussing youth tensions. Are they a brand challenge or a brand opportunity? Joining in to add their comments on this topic are Siyabonga Zungu, brand manager at Proudly SA, and Nono Ditseho, who's a teenager but also an HDI J-BOD member. Siyabonga and Nono, thank you guys so much for joining in on this conversation.
Thank you for having me.
Awesome. So, Sia, let me start off with you. What are some of the biggest tensions the youth are facing at this moment, in your opinion?
I think the biggest one is obviously COVID, because of how much widespread the impact has been. And it's kind of factoring into other elements, such as like your, obviously, the mobile usage and data usage and cost of data, unemployment. Youth unemployment is actually very high in the country. And just maybe people who started their own companies and their brands are pretty much struggling at this point, because the opportunities have now become less. So mm-hmm. There's a lot. If it's education, so because of technology, access to online education, do we have enough things like access to Wi-Fi or mobile data to be able to do online e-learning, shopping? I think COVID has kind of had a widespread impact. And I think, funny enough, is that we've been discussing this fourth industrial revolution, and now it's kind of like fast-tracked the need to industrialize and make technology the forefront of our economy and moving us forward.
Right. But let's also cut brands and marketers some slack. The way that these tensions have evolved is quite drastic. I mean, I'm certain when people were setting out their strategies for the upcoming year, something like this, a pandemic like this, was not in their plans. What did you have to say about that, Sia?
I think, yes, yeah, it's put us all on our toes and figuring out how to adapt. I think most, in terms of like, for example, like online shopping, most retailers have now moved into the online platform, which might, some of them have not had in a long time. It's also an opportunity in our perspective. I think looking at a country as a whole, because of globalization, we've kind of always just followed suit of what's happening overseas and around the world. And this has almost like given us a different insight of understanding our markets, understanding who's doing what is our need in South Africa, what are we short of, and how we can adapt to that in terms of messaging. Brands have kind of have had to figure out what type of messaging will reach the youth, will reach the consumer. How can we get to them without just saying the same message like nothing is happening? So figuring out how to grab attention, where to grab attention. Should we use billboards anymore, or should we move all online to social media? What type of social media advertising are you wanting to do? Are you going to do influencer marketing? Are you going to do straight up more digital, just normal advertising and brand messaging? I think that's kind of had forced brands to kind of think differently and see how they can impact on the consumer at large at a tough time, because it's also hard to just sell something not knowing how someone is receiving that information. So if I just lost my job and you're just saying buy the latest pair of shoes, does it sound disingenuous, or is it a heartfelt plea? And getting that message across to the consumers as brands has become a challenge in itself, and something that is the best brands will thrive in these times.
No, Sia has laid a lot out on the plate here for us to take in, but part of it is this struggle that brands and marketers have to currently undergo. But from where you stand, do you feel that brands could use these tensions as a marketing opportunity to reach the youth?
I think they can. I just think it depends on how they do it. I think there's a thin line in terms of marketing. I think there's a thin line between being empathetic and preying on a weak spot. So I think if the intention is purely to make money and the intention is to become a brand that helped a generation or helped solve a problem, the first intentions could be praying, and the second could be actually solving a problem that we could, and if it's sustainable, then I think it's very easy to help solve a problem, and I think it's very easy to achieve your goal. But I feel like the thin line is where brands land up losing losing connection with you, because when a brand is disingenuous, we can feel it. Mm-hmm. And no matter what it does, we prefer not to use it if those are the morals behind the objective.
So who are some of the brands, in your opinion, that have stood out and have successfully tapped into this?
I think I'm going to have to go old school. I think Converse has always been a youthful brand. I think they always know how to market their brand. I think, but I also think that comes from, you know, being consistent and knowing what their aim is and knowing what they aim to achieve. I think they've always been truthful to themselves as a brand before anything else. So I think anything that comes with being honest about who you are and what you aim to achieve just makes it easier for your company to run as well, because everyone in the company knows the goal.
Mm. Sia, for you, are there any brands that stand out that have successfully tapped into this?
Yeah, at this particular, I think there's quite a lot that are actually doing decently well in trying to get their message across. I think from the top of my mind, a brand such as Zoom has done very well for itself, especially beating such brands like Skype at one point, which was a large juggernaut in terms of the online space. They were right. able to realize the importance of let's make our platform free and then obviously upsell if you want more features. Getting people on the platform was the first step for them. I think there's the general like food brands, your Nando's, your Chicken Lickens have core messages that are kind of resonating and bringing some light to this difficult moment where people can resonate with the brands. Because I think ultimately what you realize with these brands is that people ultimately buy with their hearts more so than their practicality. They want to be they want to adhere to what the brand message is saying and what they feel like the brand is enticing them to do. And most brands, telcos, finding ways to do specials. Like one of the top brands in South Africa is MTN, and some of their messaging is powerful to most people to get them to purchase their or to be on their sell their telecommunication platforms. So those kind of things, I think that's maximized on the particular time that we're in.
So what do you think the role of South African brands is in addressing some of these tensions that we've spoken about? Nono, may I start with you?
I think ideally the role would be to help ease the tension. But, you know, unfortunately, that's not a very realistic goal in terms of everything. I think it's very easy to say, you know, this company has the capacity to do X, Y, and Z, and therefore it should be done, when you don't realize how much is actually going on with the company itself that we don't get to see as the consumer. Mm-hmm. So I think it's very easy to say, you know, this brand can just donate 5 million and we can do X, Y, and Z and help, you know, this community achieve their goals, which are smaller goals. And yes, they're sustainable, but it's about the opportunity cost, really. So if this brand gives us the 5 million to do this project, what about the 10 million they could be giving another project that could help sustain, that could help ease more tensions? So I think it's very easy for us to say, yeah, this brand can do this. Let's do it now. All we have to do is approach them. When in reality, we don't realize the deals they've made behind closed doors, the companies that they've partnered with before, and the contracts they're already in. So I think it's just the understanding of that that could help us in allocating, you know, the easing of tensions to certain companies.
Sia, would you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. I think it's just maximizing on time and maximizing on how to get the best to be in the best situation to help your consumer. So I think, for example, from the top of my head, I'm thinking about Virgin Active. They froze all their memberships during this COVID time because people can't go to, and then they went online and did some online tutorials on how to gym from home and so forth. So I think that resonates well with the consumer base. You've got Netflix, who have South African orientated content where they showcasing top quality South African series. I think Blood and Water is one of them that did well around the world, because at the particular time, people need an escape. They need something to watch. They need something to entertain themselves, but also something that resonates with them. So I think making sure that you align yourself with what consumers are thinking, how they want to achieve things, what they need at the current moment, and how you can extend a bit of goodwill, whether it's discounts, whether it's like your Mr. Delivery and your Uber Eats, who do sometimes they'll do say free delivery during, I think at like level 3 they had free delivery. Small gestures of I'm here for you, and I'm not just trying to maximize on a particular period or the particular tension that you need assistance with is what's going to help brands going forward. And that's what's going to help resonate with the consumers. And people will remember post the pandemic who was there for them, and that will reflect in afterwards when everything is back to normal.
And where do we go with all of this sensitivity right now? I know so many people must be feeling so frightened to even comment on anything, because in 2 seconds they could be the next hashtag must fall here. Let me start off with you and pick your brain. Where should brands be focusing their energies with such sensitive and fragile times that we're in?
I know this might be perceived incorrectly, but I think now is the perfect time for brands to keep quiet. I think now is the perfect time for brands to go and sit down and have their Zoom meetings for 4 hours at a time and decide what their message is. I think too many brands are saying way too much that's way beyond the things that they believe as a brand. And I think it's very easy to say, yeah, guys, COVID-19, let's all stick together. And then your CEO tweets from a CEO resurface from 2 months back, not even 2 years back, 2 months back. Where they were saying, yeah, if a pandemic ever hits, I'm just going to move to my island. And it's like, well, guys, what are you pitching if your boss is not in agreement? Do you know what I mean? So I think now is the perfect time to just sit down, take out your workbooks and do the exercises. Because honestly, if you're going to be saying something in a pandemic that doesn't apply in the next 4 months, then you've just wasted money on marketing that doesn't mean anything. And you've lost consumers.
Well, that could very well be a drops mic moment. Sia, what about you?
What do you want me to be working? that's very interesting. You don't want me to work? No.
I'm not saying don't work. I'm saying work at being better. Work efficient.
Yeah, I hear you.
Okay.
Understood. I think I agree with what you're saying. Phrase it a bit differently in our perspective, is that in terms of brands, the whole idea is stay true to yourself. Don't try to be a Nando's, don't try to be a Discovery, don't try to be something that you're not, because it doesn't resonate. And I think this is where you're coming from when you say people are just saying things that do not live true. So I think what we need to reflect on is when, as brands, we always try to understand that branding is a result of what people like Nono, people like Sia, people like, you know, just who, how they reflect on what an organization is saying in terms of their messaging. So if you do not reflect your true self, and it does come off as insensitive at sometimes because it's not you. When Nando's makes a controversial topic, an advert, it's because it's in their brand ethos. It's kind of more palatable and acceptable and accepted in that nature. But when it comes off as an aside, something you're trying to be someone else that you're not, that becomes difficult. So it's, and this is also in a South African context. Successful South African brands, I'm talking about brands that we can look up to and the youth can purchase in, especially from a proudly South African perspective, need to be South African. They need to feel South African. And it's not just about saying I am South African and here I am, but it's about the style, the design, the messaging, how do you reach your audience? How do you reflect your true nature to the audience that perceive your messaging or receive your messaging, I should say. So continuously making sure that I can engage, but I can engage on tough topics, but because I know my audience, I can engage on those tough topics in a way that it's palatable to the audience that I'm sending out the message. You'll see in a South African context, people might like to make light of things. That's how they deal with difficult moments. They joke, they laugh, there's things that are trending. But it also has a balancing approach where if you need to know your audience so that you do not offend, but you kind of able to position your messaging in light of what's happening, but also relate to the people that are you trying to speak to. So I think that's the greater core of what brands should be doing at this particular time. So don't stray away too much from who you are, but try to position your brand in accordance to what the situation is. And then I think it will hit the spot properly.
Whew. Both of you were dropping such gems. such gems this morning. I like it, but don't reveal too much because we need to keep people guessing, okay? And they also need to register and attend on the 21st of August 2020 at 10:30 a.m. You can register by visiting www.quicklink.com/awards. These are the Sunday Times Gen X Digital Awards taking place in a few weeks' time. Nono Ditsego, member of the HDI JBOD, and Siyabonga Zungu, brand manager for Proudly SA. Thank you guys so much for joining me for this conversation.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate it.